Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a pleasant good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great weekend as spring just continues to unfold before our eyes. And when it comes to Texas history, Hey, big events about to occur.
Yes.
Like Monday.
Oh.
Yes, April 21st.
Okay.
San Jacinto Day.
Ah.
Okay. And we'll be telling you about some festivities that'll be going on at the Battleground next weekend on the 26th. For those of you that hunt, never too early to do some prepping, repairing, replacing, relocating.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Scouting.
Yes. To that end, James Franks, Franks Manufacturing, the manufacturers of the blind. Interesting stories this guy has to tell, along with innovations of new designs that are just absolutely phenomenal. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're phenomenal. And we're going to be talking about that, as well as how to set up. Some people may not really know how to set up unless it is tabletop flat, you know.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So we're going to give you some suggestions there. Plus, the Outdoor Report, news from around the state as well as the nation. So y'all do stick around and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife. And the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
If your child has a common orthopedic condition, that doesn't mean you can only get common treatments. You can choose Shriners Children's. Our world-class care is not limited to insurance networks or to what's been done before. The same doctors who innovate treatments for the most complicated orthopedic issues will help your child grow and develop properly. See what we do at ShrinersChildrens.org. Shriners Children's, the most amazing care anywhere.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And happy Easter, yes. A blessed Easter to one and all. We talk about historical events as it relates to Texas history. None bigger than what occurred on Good Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jesus Christ resurrection on Sunday. And basically cleansed us, took care of all of our sins. I mean, this is, it doesn't get any bigger than that.
Right.
So
amen.
Just be mindful of that when you're spending your time with family, friends, loved ones, or just by yourself,
mm-hmm.
looking around, right. seeing what was created. It's absolutely awesome and amazing. Here in the Lone Star State, got some news. And Harold, you're familiar with the rainbow trout stocking.
Absolutely.
Well, that's for cool weather.
Oh, okay.
Okay. For the hot weather, got catfish.
Ah.
Yeah. And they have started stocking at area lakes, catfish, basically designed as a put and take. Put some eating size, some eater size,
there you
as
go.
They say.
And they are good to eat.
They are good. And take the kids out there the old-fashioned way with a bobber, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. You can still get cane poles, can't you? You know, that's the way to go.
Or go cut one, you know? I mean, catch
a
little sapling or something. Just have some fun. Texas Outdoors Journal, has artwork on the cover every month.
Mm-hmm, and good stuff, too.
All right, and Parks and Wildlife, I was amazed at how many aspiring young artists. There were 485 total entries in the 2026 Texas Fish Art Calendar Contest, and that was to select 12
mm-hmm.
for the upcoming 2026 calendar.
Right.
And some of the work was quite impressive. Rather lengthy list here. But you can go to Texas Parks and Wildlife's website and pick up, all the entries and see some of the talent that we have. What's going on in the national scene?
Well, I want to bring this up, though. Interestingly, I was at my wonderful dermatologist earlier in the week, and I ran into a couple outdoor fans, Pat and Alan Hurst. They are the parents of Texas Game Warden Justin Hurst, who was murdered in the line of duty in 2007,
yes.
helping other officers out.
Right.
Just really nice people. And, love the show and either Harold and, just really nice people. But, again, shows you those that serve out there in the line of duty what can go wrong, sadly.
Absolutely. Good.
Sadly. But good news. Our friend Kim Rohde.
Yes.
Okay.
She's still shooting?
She's still shooting. She barely missed out on this last Olympics. I mean, it's like by, one clay or something, which is surprising because there's nobody better than her. She's won more than anybody in history. In Buenos Aires, earlier this month, she won silver in the ISSF World Cup after a sudden-death shoot-off for the gold. Kim said, "One target made the difference. I'm proud of the fight, grateful for the podium, and already focused on what's next. Smiles, medals, and a sudden death shoot-off, just another Tuesday. Lima's up next, and I'm going for the gold."
Yeah, good for her.
Oh, she's great.
Good for her. Going back to a little Texas history, mentioned that Monday is the actual date of the Battle of San Jacinto, mm-hmm. 189 years ago, okay? But if you've not been to the battleground on the following Saturday, and it'll be the 26th this year,
mm-hmm.
from 10 to 4, the reenactment that takes place.
The good old Texas Army.
Yeah. And just from a timing standpoint, there's a lot of positioning, a lot of exhibits, a lot of hands-on viewing to take place early in the day. But the battle actually took place in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm. During siesta.
During siesta. caught them napping.
That's right.
Absolutely.
What was it, 30 minutes?
Oh, yeah.
The whole battle, right?
Yeah. What got me is General Sam had, what, three horses shot out from underneath him?
Right.
You know?
Yeah, he was wounded, yeah.
Shattered his ankle.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, anything else on the national scene?
Yeah, sales. We always like to talk about sales. Gunbroker, 2024 sales data reports. On top-selling brands, Ruger earned the top spot for 24, riding the popularity of the good old 10/22 rifle and their American rifle platforms, also making the top 10 list. Sig Sauer, Smith & Wesson, Glock, Colt, Springfield, Beretta, CZ USA, Henry, and Browning. Sig Sauer topped the handgun list due to the popularity of the P365 and P320 products, rounding out the top 10 handguns. Ruger again, Glock, CZ, Ruger, the Mark IV, Smith & Wesson, MP9, Springfield Hellcat, Arms Corps, REI, ROC. Top rifles also saw Ruger first and second slots. The Marlin 1895, their reissue now, that wonderful lever gun, earned third place. That's really three for Ruger. Top three consist of semi-auto, bolt-action, lever. Rest of the rifle lineup, Browning, Henry Sidegate, Remington 700, which is going to be used, Henry Big Boy, CZ USA, Model 457, Savage, and more. Rounding out shotguns, Beretta came in top, and Winchester Super X is down on the list, too. But a lot of good gun sales. Also interesting, Skinner sights make those fabulous, fabulous peep sights for everything. Just bought Belt Mountain, and they make these fabulous cylinder base pins for revolvers. And so Skinner, with all their CNC machines and their setup and stuff, I mean, perfect fit
aren't
for them.
Aren't they based in the Metroplex, Dallas? I mean, aren't they here in Texas?
Skinner is, yeah. Belt Mountain's, I can't remember where.
Right. Right.
But Skinner's great stuff.
Outstanding. Outstanding. All right. Anything else? Just, you know, we're rolling along with weather.
Mm-hmm.
Wind.
Right.
Tides.
Mm-hmm.
Up and down on fishing, both on area lakes, which we'll get into
right
later in the program. Any travels coming up?
I'm awaiting. I need to schedule another ranch trip. You know, made a list of chores the last time, and
that's
now we're going to go do them.
Travel.
Well,
I mean, you know, it's getting in your vehicle and getting out of the concrete jungle of Houston, but, you know.
Well, it's travel. I was in Margaritaville a couple of weeks ago for the first time ever.
Really?
On Lake Conroe, the Texas Auto Riders had their spring roundup event. I'm glad they moved it because it was way up north Texas, so I didn't go to it. But it was a nice turnout, and it was interesting to me because when it was originally built as Del Lago, I did their opening advertising.
Mm-hmm.
And then changed hands, became other things, you know. But the Margaritaville situation is really nice, very nice.
And so, what is Margaritaville?
A hotel complex. And
a complex.
Condos, and they built lots of little cabins on the lake and stuff, and every room has got a balcony and a lake view. And
cool.
It's really nice. And the area is still Del Lago, the houses and so on, but the hotel is now Margaritaville.
Ah. Well, there you go.
There you go.
All right.
And I wasted away.
Right.
Okay.
All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got our best bets. Got the outdoor report. Going to find out what Harold's been driving right after this.
America's best-selling truck for 48 years running is Ford. These people work hard every day to build the best trucks. Trucks you need. Trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. Ha ha. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 48 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats because it's not about them. It's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday. That's how they build them today. And most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 48 years. Ford's F-Series. Built Ford tough. The best in Texas.
Friends, now you can listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora. The country's favorite outdoor show, directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more, on demand and on the go. Download the Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora apps, or go to Google and search Texas Outdoor News, or just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the tabs. Then listen anytime, anywhere.
And welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Bill Olson. And this portion of our show is brought to you by The Blind. And that is B-L-Y-N-D. For decades, the original blind has been known for its long-lasting durability that will not fail in the field while providing comfortable concealment at an affordable price. The Blind has been a bestseller for over 43 years with more than 75,000 sold since 1980. Plus, The Blind's iconic design and construction are so good that original models bought over 35 years ago are still being used today, and I've got some that are over 20 years at my place and still doing the job. The Blind now introduces its next generation, the VersaBlind, and just as its name implies, the VersaBlind satisfies the needs for any hunting discipline, rifle, bow, pistol, black powder, and more. Its newly designed spacious configuration provides more room while on the same footprint. Its windows allow greater visibility, versatility, and increased shot options to harvest game. Plus, hunters now have the room to truly set up for a steady shot. See the original Blind, VersaBlind, Towers, Tie Downs, their new cottonseed feeder, and other accessories at blind.com. That is BLYND.com. Remember, since 1980, it's the Blind, and dealer inquiries are welcome.
And for those of you that want to see, touch, and taste, check out Barron's Farm and Feed in Fredericksburg, or all four Carter's Country locations in the greater Houston area. Ebar feeds two locations, one in Hallettsville, the other Gonzales. You got Gibson's in Kerrville, Moore's Farm and Ranch Supply in Brady, Moy's Way Shooting Sports in Kingsbury, West Texas Game Feeders out in San Angelo, and Wilford Enterprises, two locations, one in Coots and the other in Buna.
And checking the Texas Outdoors Journal Fishing and Hunting Times. This weekend, Saturday will be a poor day. Sunday rebounds to good, with Monday the first of three best days for the week. Tuesday slips to fair, while Wednesday is another good one. Thursday is our second best day of the week. Friday and next Saturday are two more good ones. Next Sunday is the third best day for the week. This weekend looked for game to be actively feeding from well before sunrise and continue to forage until mid-afternoon. On Monday and Tuesday, this major feeding period of the day will occur from either side of sunrise, continue until either side of the noon hour. By Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, times will have continued to adjust, so look for game to be actively feeding from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. Next weekend, this most active period occurs from late morning until late afternoon. This Sunday, the moon will enter its last quarter phase. By next Sunday, April 27th, we will have a new moon. On the coast, this weekend, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, each have a single tide schedule of one high and one low tide each day. Tuesday has a double tide schedule of two high and two low. Wednesday is a three-tide day with two low tides and just one high. Thursday through next Sunday, a string of days with a double tide schedule.
All right, on the coast, a little refresher for those of you that may have forgotten, or for those of you that may be new to Texas and fishing the coast. Opportunities, all this information that was just given to you on tides and things of that nature, very important. Feeding schedule, when game is active, but those double tide schedules where you've got four tides, two high and two low, that creates movement, and fish really do feed better on moving water, and more frequently.
So
that's certainly a positive. Got some tides, got some wind, got some runoff. And it's just spring, and you have to deal with it. Want to get away from some of those variables, then move from the upper coast to the middle coast, south of the Guadalupe River there at Victoria, and tuck in behind one of the barrier islands, Matagorda, St. Joe, Mustang, Padre. And I was looking at notes from some of the captains that provide information. And my friend Captain Sally Black was talking about the wind and said, let the wind work in your favor. And what does that mean?
How do we do that?
Yeah. Well, windblown shorelines, you'll see bait piled up on the shoreline, and fish know it.
Mm-hmm.
And they show up, and they just gorge themselves. So as opposed to going, oh, I need to get where it's calm, where it's tranquil. Well, maybe not. You know, maybe you need to fish those windblown areas. Mentioned the area south of the Guadalupe River, grass beds, playing the tide behind the islands, because you've got back lake areas, back marsh areas, behind the Barrier Islands. And when the tides are rising, then get in the lakes inside of them. When the tides are falling, then fish the outside beach. Just a great, great strategy. And something else on timing, you know, we give an approximate time. Uh-huh. Texas Outdoors Journal gives the specific ranges from NOAA. It's not a light switch. Think of it filling up a bathtub. Okay? You close the stopper, water starts to fill, and it gets a little deeper, you know, near the drain, and over time, it'll work its way toward the back of the tub. That's what happens on the coast when we have you know, these tide movements. It's really fun to figure it out. Look for slicks, particularly when fish are gorging themselves, become an oily spot that comes up. The smaller the slick, the fresher it is, and a good indicator of feeding fish. Don't forget, if you're looking for some offshore activity, go on and out to 9 nautical miles and fish for red snapper in the Gulf of America in our state waters. And here's something from the Gulf Council. They met, and they have approved, and they have new logos.
Okay.
And the Gulf of America is the proper reference, you know, now on the body of water that we have offshore.
And this means that you and I can get in the Oval Office where the Associated Press can't. That's an interesting story.
Absolutely. All right, what's going
yes. okay.
on our lake?
Let's go to East Texas, all right?
I hadn't thought of that. That's pretty cool.
Catfishing is good all over the lake as the shad spawn continues. Target the bulkheads early and late and on baited areas in all depths. Bass are good as most have moved off the beds and are ready to eat. Fork. Bass and shad are spawning. Shallow water seems to be best for bass in 1 to 4 feet using chatterbaits, flukes, yum dingers. Texas rigs are catching bass on the edge of grass with creature baits and beavers 1 to 3 feet. Look for black bass in shallow water and fish warm, windy banks. Topwater bite is on. Small bait fish patterns are working well. The crappie are moving shallow. Small, closer minnows are producing well. Clouser. Is that right? Clouser?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Lake of the Pines. Water clarity is up to 4 feet in some areas on the north portion of the lake. Bass are good on natural colored Texas rig creature baits and wacky rigs. All three phases of the spawn are occurring now. Livingston, bites great. Catching white bass in 6 to 15 feet of water on windblown points and ledges with white and chartreuse slabs. Catfish are in 1 to 4 feet of water on bulkheads with best action at daylight. Toledo Bend. More rain in the weekend forecast. Be sure to watch weather reports. Bass are good with reported catches up to 9 pounds. While the water remains high, the bass are staying in shallow water in 1 to 7 feet. There's a good bite on wacky worms, swim baits, chatterbaits. Many fish are still spawning after the full moon, and many are post-spawn. Tyler, water clarity is light, staying lightly depending on how close to the runoff or feeder creek areas you're at. Bass and crappie are being caught in good numbers all over the lakes. Many bass are actively spawning with weightless plastics or Texas rigs working well right now. Crappie are being caught in shallow grass in 5 to 10 feet as different waves of fish move in and out from spawning. Minnows are still outperforming jigs. Boatark. Bass are moving up in the 2 to 4 feet area on flats with a good bite on flukes, wacky worms, spinnerbaits, chatterbaits in 2 to 4 feet of water. Said that twice. Creature bait. They're the best. But Texas rigs are good on beds, shallow bushes, and big trees in 2 to 5 feet. Palestine. Fishing patterns are holding steady. Catfish are good around the boathouses, retaining walls, buck brush along the bank with chicken liver and cut shad. Crappie are good spawning along the bank or staged in 8 to 16 feet of water. Bass are good spawning along the bank with some staging to spawn or post-spawn in less than 8 feet of water on boathouses at the ends of docks, hitting spinnerbaits, chatterbaits, and soft plastics. Whitney, catfish are good using cut bait in shallow water. The striped bass bite is good on live bait in 25 to 30 feet of water. Some stripers have been caught using topwater baits. Crappie are up the river spawning.
All right, heading to South Texas out Del Rio way, where crappie fishing's been good on minnows and jigs. White bass are moving up river, but some are still hanging around in deeper water. The bite is great on spoons, rattle traps, and small swim baits. Catfish are great on punch bait in 4 to 6 feet of water. Black bass are good on swim baits, spinner baits, and topwater baits early in the morning. Then at Coleto Creek, don't talk about this place much. It's probably got the most water of any South Texas reservoir. Bass fishing has been consistent on soft plastic lizards and craw worms in 2 to 7 feet of water around the reeds and stumps. Falcon, bass are good in 3 to 15 feet of water on hard bottoms with crankbaits, cincos, and power worms. Brownwood, bass to 7.5 pounds are excellent in 1 to 5 feet of water all around the lake in spawning pockets on hags, tornadoes, cheat codes in white or green pumpkin, glide baits, and outler frogs. Allen Henry, crappie are good on brush in 3 to 18 feet. Fish are in spawn and pre-spawn mode. And then OH ivy. Do we need to talk about ivy?
Nope.
Yeah, we should. Bass to 12 pounds. Just a little late and a little light, you know.
Yeah.
On shad, imitation from soft plastics in 14 to 15 feet of water, primarily around the salt cedars and back of brushy coves. Merida, walleye are great in the evening and early morning hours on many areas of the lakes. Minnows, bottom bouncers, or floating worm harnesses have been the baits of choice.
I don't want to put you on the spot. Do we know what sizes those walleyes are, what they're getting up to there?
Yeah, they're pushing 20. You got some fish that are over 20 inches now.
Oh, okay. Oh, great.
So, I mean, they have grown. I think 2 years ago, they kind of eclipsed the 15-inch mark.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
From the stocking that was done 4 or 5 years ago.
All right.
Something like that.
Yeah, well, it's a good eating fish.
Right? Oh, they're excellent.
Yeah, you betcha. Okay, Hill Country Canyon. Bass are excellent with fish in all stages of the spawn. Target the outside grass lines with a spinnerbait or a swim bait, or with a drop shot or Texas rig trick worm on the outside grass lines. LBJ. Catfish are good on punch bait in 20 feet of water. Target bass in the grass patches and work the area over with worms or creature baits. Travis. Bass are good all day on deep bluff walls with craw baits. Shad are spawning all along the same deep walls, 30 to 40 feet deep. Edges of grass will produce bass with tiny swim baits.
All right. On the hunting scene, mark your calendar, particularly you South Zone spring turkey hunters, because next Sunday, April 27th, that spring season closes. The North Zone continues through May 11. The One Turkey County continues through the end of the month on April 30th. And the East Zone opened April 22nd and will run through May 14th.
Okay.
Okay.
No peeking.
No peeking? What do you...
Ram trucks.
Okay.
Ram trucks. The 2025 Ram 1500 RHO Crew Cab 4x4 RHO Ram High Output. This is a new engine. They're not making they're making the Hemis, but they're not putting them in the Rams right now. We think that may be subject to change back. We'll have to see. But this is an inline six, twin turbo, 540 horsepower. It's absolutely amazing. Tows 8,300 pounds. Interesting exhaust. It makes a little every time it changes gears when you put your foot in it. Got 9 drive modes. It'll go anywhere. Yes, skid plates. Got the Bilstein shocks going on it. 8-speed transmission, taking the power to all the wheels. Electronic full-time four-wheel drive mode with 9 drive modes on this thing. A lot of luxury, electronic rear axle, Parkview rear backup cameras, 360-degree cameras, 8-way power adjustable driver and passenger seat, also heated, leather-wrapped shift knob. You've got to have that. Forged blue metallic exterior paint.
What kind of paint?
Forged blue metallic.
Oh, forged.
That's okay. Right. Bed utility group, spray and bed liner, etc. Massaging front and passenger seats. Ventilated rear seats. AC, that's AC, I love that. Traffic sign recognition, so your dash goes, speed limit's this. I still go, how do they do that? Evasive steering assist. I mean, it's got all this stuff. It's got everything. A lot of RHO exterior goodies to make it stand out. 14 miles a gallon in the city, 16 on the highway, one would expect. I get less because I like to put my foot in and listen to it go every time it changes gears. Anyhow, Bob Money, only $89,995 plus TTNL. But it's a whopper. Thank goodness it's got sidesteps, too, for little old me. I needed that. But
and what's the technical term for what it does? You mentioned it a couple of times.
Which one?
Where when you put your foot in and it... Yeah.
Yeah, there's a little... When it shifts gears.
Is that what it really sounds like?
Well, sounds kind of like that, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You know, it's very interesting. Different sound, different exhaust system on this thing. And again, an inline six takes me back to my youth. Takes me back to my 51 Chevy, for goodness sakes. Anyhow, check this thing out, though. It's top of the line, man. 2025 Ram 1500 RHO Crew Cab 4x4.
All right, from Technical Automotive Information.
Yes. How do you spell that?
We're going to go hunting with James Franks from The Blind right after this.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven saloonier tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros sets Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. And this portion of the program is brought to you by Spear Ag in Uvalde, Texas. You know, you might say agriculture is in the blood of Spear Ag owners Justin and Klein Spear. Since the time the brothers were born, they've been actively involved in both farming and ranching. Just like you, when you were a kid going to the feed store with your grandpa on a Saturday, today Spear Ag brings that feeling back to life. Visit their headquarters, store, and plant located at 3333 East Main Street in Uvalde, and step back in time to when customer service was the focus and the quality of goods was the priority. Spear Ag and Feeder Max Feed Walleye products still hold to those values today. Spear Ag is the home of bagged cottonseed. They sell in bulk, plus they deliver. Spear Ag's also your one source for all ranch, animal, and wildlife supplies, carrying a full line of feed for cattle, horses, sheep, goats, wildlife, and pets. For ranching and agricultural services, visit SpearAg.com. For more information on Spear Ag's FeederMax lineup of wildlife blends and cottonseed, visit FeederMaxFeed.com or just give them a call at 830-279-6156. That's 830-279-6156. Good friend makes a heck of a product. Have watched Harold, much like you have The Blind, for years. Mm-hmm. And James Franks, Franks Manufacturing, manufacturers of The Blind, the Versa Blind, the new cottonseed feeder. James, you told me a story. We talk about how how dependable, how durable the blind products have been. And a customer of yours relayed a story of resurrecting a blind that had seen its better days.
Uh-huh.
And come to find out, there were still better days ahead. Tell us about that, would you?
Yeah, that's right. Good to hear from y'all. Thank you for having me today. But, yeah, this customer called us a couple of weeks ago and sent us some pictures on the eastern coast of Maine. And it's a blind he had bought 20 years ago. And if you look on our Facebook page, you can see pictures of it. And it had been there in a swamp for he said, I know it's been 3 to 5 years. And so he pulled it out, put it on this tower that looks like they went to the junkyard and picked it up. But I wouldn't get in it. But anyway, it's sitting on this tower, and his dad is in a wheelchair, so he cut the wall open a little bit so his dad could get through in the wheelchair and put some plywood up for a door, and they're hunting in it. And he said one of his kids killed a nice Sika deer out of it this year. So, you know, they'll last for a long time. I've got one here in front of the plant that was one of the prototypes, and it's almost 50 years old.
Yeah, James, this is Harold, because part of that story, I can go along with it, because I've got some at my place that I've had for now it's over 20 years. But then when you started developing that full-height door, I got some of those from you and would very easily, you know, changed out one side of of mine to do that. Because, I mean, I had too many friends, not me, of course, but I had too many friends that half door used to be, we'd have to help them in and help them crawl out.
But, yeah, that's about right.
Oh, yeah. But with this door now, it's extremely convenient. And, again, it's an easy way to replace the old one with the new one, and that's great.
Right. All of our panels are still the same, even the VersaBlind panel. You can, if you want a rifle blind panel put on it, you can put one on it. The tools have never been changed. So if you bought one 50 years ago and you got a roof that's blown off, you can call us and we can send you a roof and it'll fit right back on.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. And what I like is when you designed the VersaBlind compared to the original blind, you use the same footprint.
Yes.
And it's amazing for a guy as big as I am to sit in the VersaBlind.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, all this room. I mean, you've got 4 foot, you know, of foot space.
Right.
4x4. But then with the convex configuration.
Or for people like me, potbelly.
Yeah, the windows are pushed out. The windows are pushed out 16 inches. And so you've got that, like you're saying, you've got that curvature in there where your bow window is and your two rifle windows. So it actually makes the blind roughly 60 inches across. Now, at the door, no. But at the door, it's around 52, 53 inches. But on the panels where the vertical windows are, you have 60 inches.
Right. All right. That new configuration, there's some things you can do with it. But you know what? Let's take the mid-show break, and then we'll come back and spend a little more time talking about how versatile the VersaBlind is.
Yes.
And also some tips from James Franks on how to set up your blind.
Very good.
So that you're safe and secure right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
I'm Sinequa Martin Green, and when my mother was diagnosed with cancer, our world changed forever. This experience made me so passionate about spreading awareness of treatment options, including clinical trials. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer to get information to those who have been diagnosed with cancer and their loved ones. Clinical trials introduce new hope for patients, providing access to cutting-edge new treatments. Talk to your doctor to see if a clinical trial may be the best choice for you or a loved one. To learn more, visit standuptocancer.org/clinical-trials today.
We continue our conversation with James Franks. James, we were talking about the new design of the VersaBlind, And we're most blinds rely on that horizontal window, and it can be somewhat limiting depending upon the stature of the people that are, you know, are hunting.
Right.
You've got the bow, what was called the bow blind, the vertical blind, that allows you to really adjust and gives you some, you know, left and right movement to adjust for elevation and taking longer
right.
shots. You're suggesting using shooting sticks to get in the blind and really set up for a good solid shot, right?
Right. I'm looking at shooting sticks and tripods now to try to determine who I'm going to put on as an accessory for our blind. So, like you said, on the Versa blind with that vertical window, you've got a 36-inch window there. If you've got a young person or just somebody that can't hold a rifle steady long enough to take a shot, well, if we've got a tripod in there, then they can put it on a tripod and make that successful shot.
Right, same thing with a pistol, right?
Same thing with a pistol.
One thing that when you're talking about shooting sticks is you've got monopod, you got bipod, you got tripod.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, amongst the three of us, we can kind of kick it around. I prefer the tripod
right.
because you can convert a tripod into a bipod if, you know, if you want.
Mm-hmm.
Monopod, yeah, I would stay away from that. But certainly use the tripod where you can either use all three legs or have two legs and one leg as a way to... take advantage of the space or what your needs.
Yeah, again, that versatility. And of course,
yeah, that's what I'm looking. I'm looking at the tripod to go inside the VersaBlind.
And, well, let's throw in, too, if you want to, because some of these are actually, you know, offspring of the old photographic ones, but you can also set up for photography with these things, right?
Yes, you can.
You know, I got to compliment you again on construction. Like I tell people, I've had some of these over 20 years, but... you know, right at the end of last year, I got one of your new cottonseed feeders. Now, construction, I knew was going to be wonderful. What will surprise people, same thing with putting up your blinds together, is how light these things are. And so the cottonseed feeder, one person can move it, you know, take it out of the truck bed, whatever, move it, set the thing up. But I want to compliment you on how tough they are, because my last trip, I went up to my place, we had a severe windstorm. And when I put the cottonseed feeder together, it had emptied by this time, okay. But when I had put it in there, where you've got those convenient holes on the corners, I had driven, you know, 2-foot steel rods down into the ground to support the thing and to keep it stable. Well, it pulled those out of the ground and blew that thing about 100 feet, and it didn't have a dimple on it. It handled it perfectly. It took care of it.
Well, they're made out of the same material our deer blinds are made out of, except the feed panel. The feed panel is made out of a different material for rigidity.
Right.
But, you know, they'll roll around, and if they do come apart, you can always screw them back together, just like the deer blind.
We've got,
my salesman's got two or three of them that he bought and put up on his place and burn it. And I've got video of deer within a week tearing that thing up. I mean, there's four or five deer eating on it at one time.
All right, I want to go back to the blind and positioning and setting up because Texas is not
flat.
All flat.
Right.
There's going to be hillsides. There's going to be a saddle. There's going to be different... opportunities to set up and observe game trails and game movement. What is your recommendation on leveling? I mean, if you use one of your blind towers, you got to get that thing level, don't you?
Yeah, you have to level them. I mean, we've all been at a friend's place or some ranch that we went hunting on, and you go up in a tower and you're at a 15-degree angle one way or another. I mean, we've all shot out of them. I've been in deer blinds that were on top of telephone poles, and I hated it. But you have to get them level, not just for good shooting stance, but for safety reasons. I mean, you get up in a 10 or 15 foot tower that's not level, and if it's off, you know, 1 or 2 degrees, when you're up the top there, it's a whole lot. Yeah. It's not just 1 or 2 degrees.
Harold mentioned the cottonseed feeder being moved around.
Right.
Your anchors, and with the different types of soil and terrain that we've got.
Right.
Those have the ability to auger down into the ground. Yes. And go ahead, tell us about them.
We have augers that are for our towers. Now, not everywhere you can use, like my place in West Texas, I can't use augers. I mean, I literally have to take and build rebar stakes and drill them into the ground, because 6 inches down, it's solid rock. So all of my blinds are done that way. And I had one back in June. We had a big storm outside of Ozona, and it blew one of my 10-foot towers down. Now, and it was staked down, just like I said, drilled into the rock, and then in four places, and then, but that same storm took off the roof of my house. So, you know, from what I was told, it was 60, 70 mile an hour wind, so it took it down. But that's the only one I lost. Everything else is staked down, and with our towers and our augers, we don't go guide wires from corners out. We go from the center down. So your four corners, there's a cable that goes to the center, and we auger it straight down. So you got compression from the blind itself and the tower straight down. You know, I have people that are call me, and they'll send me pictures, and I've got neighbors at my place. Don't guide your stuff down to a tree. I've got a neighbor that has tied his deer blinds to cedar trees and mesquite trees and everything else, and every time I go up there and we get one of these big windstorms, all of his deer blinds are down. But a lot of people will do that. They think, okay, I've got a cedar tree, it's got deep roots, so they just cable it to it, and that don't work.
Well, and besides that accessory item, you've got shooting bags, you've got chairs.
Yes.
Chairs are great. The chairs are wonderful.
The replacement parts for it. Go to their website. It's real simple. It's blind, blynd.com, and check out the location, a dealer near you. If you are working with a feed store in your area, tell them about the blind. They're looking for a new retail locations, you know, across the state, and it's just good stuff. It's good stuff, well thought out by hunters for hunters. James, we appreciate you joining us today on Texas Outdoor News. We'll see you at a bunch of these shows this summer.
Yeah, we'll be busy. We'll be at all the shows, just same ones you're going to. So we'll be busy all summer.
All right.
James, good talking to you again, sir. Thank you.
All right, Harold. Thank y'all.
All right, friends. We'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
Hi, this is Kelsey Grammer. When military service members head into battle, none are expected to face the enemy alone, but many return home and become isolated as they struggle with the visible and invisible wounds of war. It can be difficult knowing how to overcome that challenge and rekindle bonds similar to those formed in the military. Wounded Warrior Project supports these injured veterans through their recoveries by connecting them with fellow warriors and their communities. No one should fight this battle alone. Join us at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
DAV helps veterans of every generation to get the benefits they've earned.
To see Alex learning to snow ski, that's life-changing.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you.
We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the outdoor calendar. What's coming up, Harold?
Okay, Brazos Valley Chapter of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Big Game Banquet in Bryan, held at the Brazos Center. For information, go to rmef.org. Bel Air Ducks Unlimited Fundraising Banquet held at the Asylum, and information on that is ducks.org. And April 26th, 41st Annual Winnie Stowall Ducks Unlimited Fundraising Banquet in Winnie at the Winnie Community Building. For info on that, go to ducks.org, and then go to one of those great events in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 48 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. Ford F-Series trucks have the best in class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best in Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what Built Ford Tough really means.
And remember, Hybrid Lights are our official lighting provider, and all these things charge with a USB cord or any light source, including the sun, hold a charge for 7 years. So you go to hybridlight.com and at discount, check Texas 20 at checkout. I mean the discount code Texas 20, and you get 20% off any of their products and free same-day shipping at hybridlight.com.
Now, I want to thank our guest, James Franks, The Blind. Go to their website, blind.com. That's B-L-Y-N-D. Great products.
Absolutely. Check our website out, texasoutdoornews.com. We archive the shows there so you can play them over and over again. And do remember, we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Be safe out there and join us again next week for more Texas Outdoor News.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.